WorldCom, the nation's number two long-distance company, goes to federal bankruptcy court today to seek protection from creditors. The decision was announced last night following a lengthy meeting by the company's board of directors. The bankruptcy filing is the largest in U.S. corporate history. WorldCom CEO John Sidgemore says bankruptcy will not affect the company's customers, but it's been battered by a huge debt load and an accounting scandal and has seen its cash reserves dwindle to almost nothing, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Just a few weeks ago, WorldCom officials said they had hopes of avoiding bankruptcy, but the company is more than $30 billion in debt. It's been under growing pressure from nervous creditors, and banks were reluctant to lend it any more money. By the end of last week, WorldCom was said to have only a few days' worth of operating cash left. And so the company made what many people saw as an inevitable decision yesterday. Jay Westbrook specializes in bankruptcy law at the University of Texas Law School.
I think WorldCom has no choice but to file for bankruptcy. I think it's essential for them to sort out this terribly difficult situation, especially once that horrible word is mentioned, fraud.
WorldCom has been in trouble for months, its debt load building up faster than its revenue could support. Then last month, the company announced it had to restate its earnings for last year and part of this year. It said it had listed almost $4 billion in operating expenses as capital costs, overstating its profits. The Securities and Exchange Commission has accused the company of fraud, and it also faces possible criminal charges. With its legal troubles mounting, WorldCom's stock prices fallen to pennies a share, and it's faced growing pressure from banks and bondholders. By filing for bankruptcy, the company hopes to fend off its creditors while it gets back on its feet. Again, Jay Westbrook.
Essentially, what bankruptcy does is impose on this company, which has been out of control and has not been telling the truth, at least under former management, to the world, it puts all of that under court control, and that gives a lot of people the comfort they need to work with the company going forward.
Westbrook says that with bankruptcy, the company can apply for debtor-in-possession financing. That means big banks that lend money to WorldCom are assured they will be paid back before other creditors. WorldCom is the country's second-largest long-distance company and also handles half the nation's internet traffic. Company officials say they have the revenue to keep the company going if given enough time. Scott Cleland is chairman of the Precursor Group and a telecommunications analyst.
WorldCom has a real business. It has a business, though, that can't service its debt. And I believe with some major cuts in the level of debt, like almost total elimination, they could get on their feet again. Will they be a strong enterprise? Probably not. But will they be a surviving enterprise on a going forward basis? Most likely.
Cleland also says yesterday's bankruptcy filing will probably not interrupt any of WorldCom's core businesses. WorldCom's 20 million residential long-distance customers and its internet clients in business and government will not be affected. But Cleland says that in the long run, WorldCom's troubles will make it harder for the company to get financing, and that will compromise its ability to make the kinds of capital investments it needs. And that could hurt the quality of the services it offers down the road. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.